Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's February 18th, and I'm wearing a Kentucky Bourbon's New Era 5950, purchased from Canada's Source Teamworks. If you've never heard of this team, you're readily excused. The Pittsburgh Hardhats, Cincinnati Suds, and Kentucky Bourbon's were the only three teams to play all six seasons of men's slow-pitch pro softball in the late 70s and early 80s. More importantly, they're the answer to a trivia question. Who played in ESPN's first live game broadcast? Yep, the Bourbons and the Milwaukee Schlitz. So why are we talking softball today? Well, because on this date in 1967, a team of Major League All-Stars faced off against a team of celebrities at Dodger Stadium. And despite the fact that there were 28,000 people in the stands that afternoon, you wouldn't hear anything in the media about the game for nine more months until it aired on NBC's Sports Spectacular in late November. Imagine trying to keep that secret today. Even more remarkable than the coverage embargo is that softball pitching legend Eddie Fainer faced five fellows you may have heard of: Willie Mays, Harmon Killebrew, Willie McCovey, Roberto Clemente, and Jimmy Pearsall, and struck them all out. Eddie may have been the best pitcher ever, period. Yeah, it's a bold statement, but when you do the research, it holds water. Fainer lived to barnstorm, the king and his court touring the world as a mere quartet: Eddie, a catcher, a shortstop, and a first baseman. And while his celebrity team dropped a 6-5 decision that day, Fainer certainly held court, retiring the only five men he faced.